Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and good evening. Welcome to the Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast. Heard every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on blogtalkradio.com, Full Gospel House of Prayer. Every Tuesday night. If you would like to send in an email, email us at fghprayer@yahoo.com. That's fghprayer@yahoo.com. It's now time for the Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast.
Pastor Cooks, will you open the prayer line with prayer, please?
Father God, we praise your holy name. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for who you are, for what you represent, for what you do, Lord Jesus. We thank you that you can do all things but fail. We ask that you continue to bless, Lord Jesus. We ask that you bless everyone on this line. We ask that you let your Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus, begin to go over the airways. We ask that you bless each and every one that is on this line, Lord Jesus, from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. You know what they're in need of before we even ask, Lord Jesus. We ask that you meet it according to your mercy and grace, which is sufficient. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are the Alpha and the Omega. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you never make a mistake. You never fail. We thank you for your faithfulness, Lord Jesus. Because of your faithfulness, we have access to the throne room. Because of your blood, there is power in the blood of Jesus. We thank you for your word, Lord Jesus. Because in your word it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Today, Lord Jesus, we shall prosper because we will meditate in your word day and night, Lord Jesus. We know that if we draw nearer to you, you'll draw nearer to us, Lord Jesus. You'll fight our battles for victory, Lord Jesus. We claim it now by the blood. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that everything that the devil thought he took, we're taking it back. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that it's through your blood that we're taking it back. You're going to get all the glory, all of the praise. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your faithfulness. We ask that you continue to increase our faithfulness by the word, Lord Jesus. We know that in the word we have everything that we need. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your word said if we get into that word, Lord Jesus, that you will bless us. We are blessed when we get in that word and eat it like meat, Lord Jesus. We thank you that we stand on the word, the principles, the promises, Lord Jesus. We ask that we speak it over our children, over our loved ones, Lord Jesus, so that you can begin to bring a transformation. We thank you for Full Gospel House of Prayer, what you're doing for this ministry. We ask that you continue to bless all that are a part of this ministry. We thank you for the right now a rhema word that's going to come forth. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
Praise God. Sister Tamara.
Welcome all to our Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. But just a small reminder, now is a great time to check your phone. Make sure it's on mute unless you're speaking. Thank you so much. So on Wednesday night, we do have a prayer line as well. Our Wednesday night prayer line begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and the number for that is 916-588-9688. And again, that's 8 p.m. time. On Sundays, when we're on the prayer line, it is at 1:30 p.m. that we're on that same 916 number. You can also tune in to the entire church service live. You can write us and send in your prayer requests at Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. We also have a website, and that's fullgospelhouse.org. Our Facebook is FGH Prayer, Sacramento, California. And our Twitter is FGH Prayer. We are planning an in-person service for next month, August 8th. Our in-person services begin at 12 noon. Again, in-person begins at 12 noon. Our next date is August 8th. Those who plan to attend, if you feel comfortable, please bring your mask and be prepared to wear it. We will be meeting inside of Christ Unity Baptist Church. The address is 1320 L as in Love Street in the city of Modesto, California, 95354. We enter from the rear. As a reminder, We're continuing to use Zelle through Bank of America to support the ministry with tithes and offerings. It's very simple. You will log into your Zelle account, and you will type in Full Gospel House of Prayer. We are linked with our email address, which once again is fghprayer@yahoo.com. If you're using the P.O. box to send in your tithes and offerings, please feel comfortable to continue to do so. It is now time for our testimonies. Please remember, keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less. And remember, now's a good time to mute your phone. God bless.
Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Yes, Pastor Smith, I have a testimony. This is Jerome. You prayed that powerful prayer in the shut-in about me being able to get all the parts for my automobile. And I'm just excited to say that it is done. I just ordered all the parts that I needed for my car, and it's going to be coming in real soon. So I just want to give God thanks and praise for that. That was a powerful prayer you prayed in that shut-in.
Okay, there's someone up. I'm hearing your conversation. Would you please mute your phone if you don't have a testimony? Thank you. Okay, Minister Jerome?
Can you hear me, Pastor Smith?
I hear you, yeah.
Yeah, I said you prayed a powerful prayer in that shut-in about me being able to get all the parts that I needed for my car. I'm excited to say that it is already done. I just did it earlier this afternoon, and I'm just, I guess I give God the praise and the glory because that was a real special prayer when you prayed that. And so I'm just thankful. That's my testimony.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? If there
my testimony is in Thanksgiving my testimony is in Thanksgiving for all that the Lord has done for me. Is for I'm just being thankful for your continued prayers and just feeling secure within the Lord's hand.
Amen. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Amen. This is Pastor Cooksey. I want to thank the Lord for Sunday service. God just really moved through you, Pastor Smith, and you gave an arema right now word and the laying on of hands and just praying for everybody for specifically what they needed. I just thank God that it was not a lot of people there, but it was intimate, and God just really moved. And afterwards, we were blessed to go out and have dinner. So I just thank God for blessing us to be able to fellowship like we did. It was just such a blessing, and I thank God for it. Amen.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
I just want to piggyback off of what Pastor Cooksey was saying. The service was just so on point. I literally had been going through some same morning before church service with my own children. You got up there and you was preaching and putting the word out there and testifying at the same time. I mean, God is so good. And so it was not a coincidence. What is so just amazing is that, you know, this has happened so many times before being in this particular ministry. Things have happened in my life, and I get to church, and then the word is exactly what just happened in my life either that week, the day before, or that day. And so you touched on some stuff that had happened in my life that same day. My kids, they heard you, and then you lay hands on everyone after you done preached the word and everything. And even though it was nice and cool, you were still sweating, Pastor. So the anointing of God was over you, and I just thank God for your humbleness. I thank him that he allows you to be able to lay hands on us. That's so important. So many people don't even know what laying on the hands really is. I didn't know that until I came to this ministry. I didn't even know what the blood of Jesus was until I came to this ministry. So I just thank God that he enlightened me, he awakened me, and he said he's the only one who can awaken his children. So I thank him, and I know I am truly blessed. I feel blessed. I feel so much love from him just for awakening me and allowing me to be able to be in this particular ministry. fellowship, like Pastor Cookie was saying. It was so nice and so intimate. We were just able to fellowship. I thank God that Brother Jerome, Deacon Jerome Ray, he put the whole bill for everybody. So that was just so perfect and on timing. I just thank God for that, you know, that we were able to sit there and enjoy each other's company and everything. So I thank God for all that he's doing. And by the way, my feet is, I mean, y'all ain't been hearing me asking Pastor for no prayers over my feet, because in that shut-in, when she prayed over me, that demon had to leave. That demon had to flee, and it left. And I have been receiving nothing but healing in my body. So for those of you who really do not know how God really, really can really save your life and really turn your life around when you really walk in obedience, you really, one, show up if you can. Come in and get hands laid on. Two, follow the guidelines. Follow the law of God and what he's telling you. Pastor Smith is here for a reason. She's the head of this particular ministry. She's anointed. Stop going around people who are not anointed but just talking. She's anointed. She has the gifts of God. And so I just thank him and praise him for you, Pastor Smith, and for all that he is doing for everyone in this ministry. God bless.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? If there is any more testimony, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, I thank you tonight, for your Word is a healing Word. It's a Word to bring comfort. Father, I ask that the Spirit of God, by faith, bring healing and comfort through this Word for your people. For it's a time of healing. It's a time to be refreshed by the Word of God. And I thank you for the time of refreshing in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Please turn to Genesis, the first chapter, verse 27, and Psalms 139, verses 14 through 17. Again, Genesis 1, 27, Psalms 139, 14 through 17. You get those two books. Could you please say amen?
Amen.
This word is a word of encouragement, a word of healing for the saints of God that need to go forth. And this word is really a word for you to know that the Spirit of God wants you to know. Let no one judge you. And there are so many people in the church and out the church judges people of their past failure. So this is a word to set you free tonight. I'm very concerned, because when anyone come to me saying, why did you do this and why did you do that, I politely tell them, all things are working together for my good. My past is under the blood. And so, but people do that continuously. So this word is a word tonight for you to not allow anyone to judge you of your past. If you have repented of your sin, you are the clay that belong to the Lord, and you are on a potter's wheel. Ignore it. Don't receive it. Don't let it cause you to stagger, because that's all that does. It wants you to look back, but don't you look back. Don't you accept it. You disregard it, and you must ignore it by the Word of God and put the Word on that spirit, because God created you. And you're going to see by the Word of God, Genesis 1 and 27.
So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them.
God created you and I in his image. He made us to be like, to look like him, male and female. And although the fall came through Adam and Eve, Jesus was secure. He came and went to the cross to restore us back to the image of God. We are restored back to the image of God because it was carried out at the cross. And so because of the fallen world, everyone has a defect, even the one that judges you. They have defects. Everyone has defects. We were born with flaws, incompleteness. We were born with imperfection, inadequacy. We were born with faults and weakness and handicaps and failures and lack, inadequacies. Everyone, every human was born with defects. That's why Jesus had to come. And so this is a word of healing and encouragement, because if you let that spirit get in your face or get in your ear, it wants to condemn you, not realizing that spirit also has defects. But because of the mercy of God and the love of God within you, you don't throw their defects up into them. But I want you to stand on the word tonight, saints of God, because everyone has defects. There's something in everyone, in the system, in your system, that's defective, that's full of flaws. Until you receive Jesus as Lord of your life, I want you to get this. I want you to stand on it tonight as never before. Everything is empty without Jesus. He created us to be filled with his spirit. And so when you're not filled and you don't receive him, there's a void inside of you. And many times you go and try to fill that void with many things. Some people try to fill it with money, with food, with material goods, with hobbies, with traveling, with success, with fame, with drugs, with alcohol. But that hole is still there without the Spirit of God. So this word is to encourage you tonight. Let nobody judge you of your past. Because if you are in covenant relationship with God, your past is under the blood of Jesus. Psalms 139, verses 14 and 17, please.
I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect. And in thy book all members were written, which in continuance were fashioned when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them.
This word will let you know God didn't make a mistake with you. This word says, I praise you, God, for all you do and all your wonderful acts. When my bones were being formed carefully together in my mother's womb, I was going there in secret. You knew I was there. Thank you, Jesus. You saw me before I was born. You know the days I'm allowed to be in the earth. You have a record in your book before I was. How precious are your thoughts to me. God wants you to know his thoughts are on you tonight. He knew you before you knew yourself. As you was growing in that secret place, he knows when you're going to leave up out of this earth. He know your time is written in the book already before you began. So God knows so much about you. He created you. He knows so much about you. People don't know you. They think they know you, but they really don't know you, thanks to God. And I want you to be encouraged tonight as never before. your errors, your failure, your choices, anything you have done in the past when you were empty of God, even when you were in a place that you knew God, but those tendencies overtook you. And if you have repented, the Spirit of God say, I have you covered tonight. Why? Because his blood covers sin. And so there's a spirit out that wants to look at your defects. Want to say, why did you choose to do that or choose to do that? When the Spirit of God is not in you, dwelling you richly, you're going to make bad choices. Why? Because of the fallen world. Those defects and those weakness that's imperfect going to overshadow you till you get into that place where the Spirit of God and his grace is sufficient in your time of weakness. And God's power is made perfect within you in your time of weakness. So this is a night that the Spirit of God wants you to know. That you are what? 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. That you are in Christ. You are a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are what? Become new. It doesn't apply to you. The things they're looking at you saying, why did you do that or why did you do that? Because if you have repented and every mistake you made, every bad choice you made, everything that was you choose that was causing you to be handicapped, that caused failure, you repented. You're under the blood of Jesus. And when the blood of Jesus cover you, you cover saints of God. So what that spirit does, it wants you to look back. If you look back, you'll stay back. If you look back, you're going to disregard what God has done for you. I want you to know the past is gone. It is no longer exists. Every event, every failure is covered through the blood of Jesus tonight in Jesus' name. Everything, hallelujah, that spirit had you to move in to cause you problems and trouble, and you realize it was a trick of the evil one, and the Spirit of God came forth and filled those voids in you, those things that was empty. You no longer have that thing to try to appease you because you're occupied by his spirit. His spirit is over you. There's no empty place inside of you. You've been filled and you've been fulfilled because of the unique hands of God is over your life tonight, and the Spirit of God wants you to know, stop allowing anyone to judge you of your past. Because what? God sent his son. His son took everything. You are clay, saints of God. The clay can't mold itself. The potter molds the clay. God knows what you was original, the original you. He knows the original you, but because of the fall, he wants you to know he's the architect of your life tonight. And he has designed you in a way no one can understand his design but God. And what is a potter wheel? That means when those defects and those parts that are handicapping you, those flaws, because you're on a potter wheel tonight, the Spirit of God is allowing that wheel to be turned, and he's continuously to move the flaws. He's continuously to move the weakness. He is continuously to move the impurities. Why? We all are on the potter's clay. the potter's wheel, if we are the clay. It's because he loves us so much. We have not yet met perfection yet, but when Jesus comes, he said we're going to be just like him. And so we are continuously on that wheel. That wheel is being continuously moved by the Holy Spirit in his great hand. His hands is on the clay because he's the architect. He has the master plan over his design. And this word is encouragement to you tonight to let you know he didn't make a mistake. He didn't make an error. He knows exactly how he designed you. People do not know saints of God. And when he take you over and you say yes to his will, you come into a covenant relationship. It's no longer your will anymore. It's the will of God. And the will of God to some people who have not yielded to the will is saying, I wouldn't do that. No, it's not for you to do that or the other. You are a particular person or people who is sold out to God. And everything that looks to the one that's not filled looks foolish to them. Everything looks like I won't waste my time. It's going to look foolish to those that judge you. Because they're enjoying pleasure for a season. The word of God says in the book of Hebrews, when you enjoy pleasure, it's only seasonally. It's not lasting. But when God fulfills you, when God takes over your body, mind, spirit, and your soul, you are the temple of God. He dwells within you. And as he put that, you on that potter's wheel, and as that potter wheel is moving, he's moving to move those flaws. He's moving to move those things that handicapping you. He's moving to move those things that's imperfected in you, those things that you are always falling in a fault. He's moving it and they don't even see the move of God. I want you to be encouraged tonight. It's a move of God over your life that the one that's judging you cannot see. It's blind to them. Oh, because your spirit is yielded, your spirit is yielded to the Spirit of God and not the flesh. You are no longer moving in the flesh. There's no condemnation to them, the hallelujah, that don't move in the flesh any longer, but move by the Spirit of God. Therefore, there's no condemnation. So this night is a word of healing for you, for you to be comforted, because there's a spirit out as never before out to judge you, judge your character, judge everything that you failed in, judge everything that you was lacking in, judge everything that you was incomplete in. But the word of God said, Matt, I think it's Romans 8:28. He said, all things work together for the good for those that love God, because you love God, because you are just so in love with God. All things are working together for your good. What is God doing for you right now? He shall turn the table. He going to flip the coin before those that are saying, why did you do this? Why did you go this way? They didn't make you. They didn't create you. God created you. You were made in the image of God. So were they. But it's a spirit. It's a spirit from the evil one that's out to break your spirit. And when your spirit is broken, the Spirit of God has a broken and contrite spirit he will not despise. People come to break your spirit. And when they come to break your spirit, sometimes people give up because they're not strong. Sometimes people think they are what people say they are when they really are not. It's sent to break your spirit, saints of God. But the word of God says, a broken and a contrite spirit, he will not despise. This is for you tonight, those that who have come across your path that sometimes right there looking at you and know your past, is still judging you. When your folks, when your lack and when your weakness and your flaws are under the blood, the word of God I remember in the shedding, he said, Isaiah 43, 18, 19. Somebody read that, please. First one, get it, please read. Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. You will see by the word of God.
Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert.
This is God saying to you tonight, children of the Most High God, you are his beloved. He said, oh, remember those former things. Don't consider them things of old. He's saying this is the most powerful thing. He said, behold, I, God himself, will do a new thing, and it shall spring forth. God is doing a new thing for you. He said, it shall spring forth. That means no matter how you judge and people looking at your past and reminding you of things that they think that you picked and you made the wrong choices, God says to you tonight, he's doing a new thing for you. He has it concealed from those that's judging you. He's doing a new thing for you in a secret place. And God wants you to know it shall spring forth. So this word is a word of healing. It's a word of comforting. The Spirit of God going to spring it forth. He going to cause those desolate places in your life become a water spring. People going to see it. Meaning when, as that pastor just got through praying the prayer, it means that he going to set you up in a place. Oh, when the season shall come and the water going to flow and everything that's dried up going to come alive. It going to pop up in your life. And they that judge you going to need your help. It's something about people who judge you. Those that come before you say, remember this. All that time come so that judgment falls upon them. That thing boomerang on them. That thing come, hallelujah, and bite them in their rear. That thing come and overthrow them. Because the Bible says, judge not that you will not be judged. Because he said, you have defects. You have problems. You made mistakes. You made bad choices also. Don't judge nobody. It's not the time for judging. It's time for praying. It's time for interceding. It's time for compassion. Why? Everybody was born with a defect. You may think you're perfect, you doing all the right, making all the right choice, but I promise you the word of God said, we were born in sin, shaped in iniquity. That means there's a flaw. There's something incomplete inside of you. There's a handicap over you that you think is okay, but it's a handicap. There's a weakness in you that you're ignoring, but you're looking at somebody else's weakness. There's a problem and a failure in you that you're highlighting someone else's problem and their failure. When that person has repented because of the bad choices or the things they made a decision when they was not filled and the Spirit of God was not dwelling in them and the Spirit of God awakened them and they came into the knowledge God gave him revelation. Only one can save you is Jesus. You can't be, if you are not drawn by the Spirit of God, you are not going to be saved. You can't save yourself. You're going to do what you do to the Spirit of God draw you in. And that's why you shouldn't judge. You shouldn't look at someone else's failure to pound on them. Why? Because it's going to come back and rend you. That's what the word of God said. It's not the time for judging. It makes me sick to the core when people talk about somebody else and why they did that or the other. It is none of your business. You are not the potter. You are clay like they are. And we are all on a potter's wheel. And so this is a night of healing for someone who's broken in spirit, someone that needs to be comforted by the word of God. He said, you're fearfully and you're wonderfully made. That means people that's born with all kinds of defects in their body, meaning they're born crippled. The system in their body is confused. Spirit of God made these people. He knew the fallen system and how they were going to come out in their mother's womb. He foresaw it. He seen those defects. But the Spirit of God goes into that place and use them for his own good. Those that are crippled, blind, born with illness. Some people born just born sick. They are God creation. Saints of God, it's time to be in a place of compassion as never before. Why? Because you don't know what's up the road. You don't know what's going to disturb or disrupt your life. God foresees. You can't foresee. God foresees. And he knows they that are on the potter's wheel. Because the clay can't mold itself. God the potter, he molds the clay. And God, because of his powerful hand, he knows that original design before the fall. He's the architect of your life, saints of God. So this word is a word of comfort. It's a word to heal you if something has tried to break your spirit, to make you feel less, make you feel like you are not special to God. You are God creation. You are special to God. He formed you in your mother's womb. He knows everything about you, saints of God. He wants you to know tonight he has a record on you in his book. And nobody can alter that record. It's sealed by the fingers of God. Why? You are his beloved. And when you are in relationship with God through the cross and the blood of Jesus, your past is under the blood tonight. And so this is a prayer that the Spirit of God will desire for me to pray for you, and I believe he's going to anoint it to heal and to comfort. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight? Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, you are the great judge. But Father, I come by the authority of your name. Help us to be mindful, O God, when we desire to judge others, because we are no better than they are. We are all on the potter's wheel. Holy Spirit, you're transforming us into people who love unconditionally. This is by faith. That's a transformation. It's going on inside of your people to love unconditional as you love. Help us to see people in the way you see them, God. Help us to be filled with compassion tonight. Because if they have repented, their past is covered with your precious blood. They're in covenant relationship with you through the cross and the blood. This night I stand by the word of God. Their past is gone, is no longer exists, and every event of failure tonight is covered by the blood of Jesus. No one can revive or retain their past because their past is under the blood. Their failures is under the blood. In the name of Jesus, I ask that the Spirit of God give them the spirit to disregard, to ignore anyone who desires for them to live in the past. Because we are the creation of the Lord Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you tonight for your word is going forth now in the name of Jesus. Because in Christ Jesus, we are new creatures. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. I thank you for the new things, God, that you performing for their life as they on the potter's wheel. All those old things of God being dissipated on the potter's wheel. Those failures, oh God, has been erased on the potter's wheel. Those things that has handicapped them being fairly taken away on the potter's wheel. Those weaknesses of they that fell prey to is on the potter's wheel. Those handicaps, those things that caused them to get in trouble on the potter's wheel. In Jesus' name, I thank you, God, for molding them into that place that they were designed before the fall, that the Spirit of God, the great architect, has his hands on their lives. In Jesus' name, that the Spirit of the blood and the Word of God has them shield, and they go into a new place. They go into a water garden. They go into a place that's flourish in prosperity. They're going into a place where the Spirit of God has transformed them to receive. They're going into a place of prosperity. They're going into a place of success. There's no longer the past. It's like a noose around their neck because the Spirit of God had them on the potter's wheel, has released the noose tonight in Jesus' name, because God, you are doing a new thing in them, and it shall come forth, because your word says it shall come forth. I thank you for them coming forth tonight in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, that they will walk in success and not failure. I give you praise and thanksgiving tonight, God, that they're being transformed on the potter's wheel, and because they are fearfully and wonderfully made, have mercy on anyone who have placed their mouths on them. Have mercy on anyone who looking at them with the wrong eye. Have mercy on anyone that have held conversation about their life. Have mercy tonight, because the Word of God said, when you judge, you shall be judged because of your own flaws. But I thank you tonight that the mercy of God go into those places, God, and reframe their tongue, because it's deadly tonight. But the only one can reframe a tongue is the Holy Ghost. And I thank you, Father Jesus, that your mercy tonight prevail, and that the Spirit of God is with those who's on the potter's wheel, and the spirit of success is over their lives. The spirit of flaw is covered on the potter's wheel. And I give you praise and I give you thanksgiving tonight. By faith, it's done. Ignore every device. Ignore every tongue that desire to pull you down. Don't allow it to compass you. God wants you tonight to ignore it. Don't accept it. Don't receive it. Why? Because the Spirit of God has filled every hole. The Spirit of God has filled everything that's empty in you. You continuously being fulfilled by the Spirit of God and his word, because he loved you with an everlasting love. Be encouraged tonight in the name of Jesus. Be blessed, because you are his beloved. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
Amen.
You, and thank you for listening.
Amen.
Beatrice Smith.
Amen.
And the Full Gospel House.
Amen.
Family.
Amen.
We'd like to thank you for turning us on tonight. Listen every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Full Gospel House of Prayer. Send in your prayer requests at fghprayer@yahoo.com. Or give him a call, area code 515-602-9797. That's every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern. The Full Gospel House of Prayer, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for listening.